13th, Shirin Shabbos, about Bay's Cheshvan HaTavshinah Lezayin, October 26, 1976, Tuesday, continued.
Against Anochis. So Rabbi Yitzchak, if we didn't have Gzeiras HaKosov, that Maasei Sikulov and Maasei Samikstoso, so then, if Echod is Eker and the other one is Meniach, so then the Meniach would be Chai. So in other words, the Havamin, as we said it last time, so the Havamin of Gimori was not that Hanoche by itself without Akire should be Chai. Let's say if the Akire took place 1 minute before Shkir, Friday afternoon, and the Hanoche took place at night, so then without the Posik it would be Chai, because after all, without Akira and Anoche, so it's not a Meloche. And if the Akira takes place on Friday, so in other words, there was no Meloche done on Shabbos. But the Gemara's Kashi was directed to the situation where the Akira and the Anoche were both took place on Shabbos. But Ruben did Akira and Shimon did Anoche. So in as much as a full Meloche was done on Shabbos, so the Meniach, the one who consummates the Meloche, should be chayev, and the Gemara's Teretz is in Ochanami, he should be chayev. But the reason as to why he's not chayev is because a special Zazakosuf. But without the special Zazakosuf, the Meniach would be chayev. As long as the Meloche was done on Shabbos. Now, from this Gemara, so we can mention a raya. Now I mentioned last time that there is a machlekes between the Rav Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Samar Zayin and the Yeshuas Yaakov, the Chassam Sefer, the Bismaya Ami. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch, which is based upon the Hagois Maimi and also upon the Rashi at the beginning of Mishnah Hachshich, so he says that Amir Linochi is Oseh because of Shlichas. Ein Shlichas Laku, but with Rabbonon, Lechumre, so the Gemara in Bom Metzie possibly says, I mean it's not so bold, but it's possibly the Gemara in Bom Metzie, Dafayin Aleph says, that with Rabbonon is Yesh Chum, Yesh Shlichas Lechum. So the Mele, when Yisroel tells the Goy to do a Melocha on Shabbos, so he becomes Yishliach, so Shluchas Lechum Kemeis. And the Yeshuas Yaakov is chelik. And the Yeshuas Yaakov says that by Shabbos there is no shlichas. In other words, even according to Shammai Hazor, who says, "Holy no lishluch etzei v'hariges hanefesh." So Yishel Chof Chaye, because Yeshliach v'raveire, but if someone will tell another Jew, "Be Michal Shabbos for me," so the Mishalach will not be chaye. Why shlichas is only shayach? Shlichas is only shayach in the case in a Nisea, where the Torah is like Ritzich, where the payday of the Torah was that he shouldn't get killed. So Mimele, the Maise, don't buy a Shliach, if there hadn't been a Loch of a Shliach in Ravera. Let's say, according to Shammai Hazor. So Mimele can be attributed to Mishalach. Mashenkin by Shabbos, where the Torah is Makpit and the Avera Begufe. Not just that the Maise shouldn't be done, but the Avera Begufe. The person, the Jew, Begufe should be Loch on Shabbos. Not that the Maise Meloche should not be done. Ritzicha, so the Ketanim of the Torah is that the Maise Ritzicha should not be done. Not that the person, Begufe, should not be a Ritzayach. Whether Begufe is a Ritzayach or not Begufe, it doesn't make any difference. Even if he is a Ritzayach to the goof of somebody else. As the Maisa Ritzicha should not be done. But by Shabbos is an Aveira Begufe. In other words, the Torah is Makpit that the Jew should be not Begufe. So the Mele, even according to Shabbos Azokin, if one says to the other, Tzei v'chalil es ha-Shabbos b'shvili, so he's not Chayv in Shabbos. This is what the issue is Yaakov says. Now, so we flew from this Gemore, there seems to be a very strong Raya to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, which is really a Agoyes Maimen, Pedvot Luchashabes. Here the Gemara says, that if we didn't have these special zirzakos on basis of kulov on basis of mitzoso, so then shnayim sheoso, so the meniach would be chayev. When would be chayev? What Teisa says is the meniach. It doesn't make any difference. So the meniach would be chayev. So why? And why is the meniach also poter? Because of the special zirzakos. Baseisa kulov veloy baseisa mitzoso. So if we say like the Rav Shulchan Aruch, like the Agoyis, I mean that Chil Shabbos is like the Tzich, and the reason is why, if one tells he going to do a Miloch, so the Mishalach is not Chayev, is because in Shliches Lakum, but with the Rabbanon, is Yesh Shliches Lakum Vechumre Zomim Meyre. There is a deal of shlichas, and that's the essence of the Yisera of Amir Linoch. So we understand. So by the way, so that means that Rav Shulchan Aruch assumes that the Yismayim and Shite is that the Yisera of Shabbos, Melech HaShabbos, is an Yisera of the Maise Meloch. Not that the Jew, Begufim, should be a Yisera Meloch. The Kpede is that the Jew, Begufim, should be Meloch. No, Maise like Ritzich. So then we understand, Jotis Ligaber Yitzirche. So if without the Xeras HaKosov of Viko HaSor, Miodom HaSor, Makleis, so then, even if it's done by two, so they're both Chayet, but we have a special Xeras HaKosov of Viko HaSor, Miodom HaSor, Makleis. So why? Because wherever the Yisar is not an Yisar, was Begufei Shalom. Just it's a certain Maise. So then, it doesn't make any difference whether it's done by one or it's done by two. So here too, even if it's done by two, so the one who consummates the melacha should be chayev. But why is it not there? Because of his special zakos. But if we say like the Shuas Yaakov, that by Shabbos the Kpedes HaTorah is that the Jew should be nor begufe, and that goes without saying that even without the zakos of basis of kul basis of mitzoso, if let's say there'll be just a anoche and no Akira, so he will not be hired. Furthermore, if the Akira will take place on Friday before Shkia, and the Anoche will take place on Friday night, so without the Zerzakosuf, he will not be hired. So without the Zerzakosuf, we would only be hired if the whole Melocha was done by Shleimus, but it was done by two. So if we say it's a Avira like Chitziche, the Torah is not Makpid, that the Jew be Gufe should be Noch. So we understand, even though he was not, he did not do both, so the Akira was done by somebody else, but as long as the Maise, Meloche, was done by the two of them, he should be hired, but we have a special Zakos. But, according to the Yishuas Yaakov, that here the Torah is Makpit, it's an Avera Begufet, the Torah is Makpit, that the Jew should be no Begufe. So Mimele, without the Xeras HaKosu, for the same reason that one could not be hired for Anoche, when in a case where just Anoche is done without Akira. So how could it be hired when both are done? But the person is not an Eisei Meloche Begufe. Because head of the Meloche is done by somebody else's group. So why do we have to resort to a special Zasakos? So it's a strong kashe against the Yishuas Yaakov. So we have to say, I mean, I don't know any other parents. So we have to say that this aloche that the Yishuas Yaakov says, that Shabbos is Navir of the Gufe, is a result of the Zasakosuf of Basis of Kulov Basis of Mixos. And that is the pshat in the Xeras HaKosuf of Ba'aseis HaKulo, Veloi Ba'aseis HaMikzoso. That's the pshat. In other words, Ba'aseis HaKulo, Ba'aseis HaMikzoso, that Melech HaShabbos is a Meloche that has to be done Begufei Shalom. So the Mele, if it's done by two, it's an Avirus of Begufei. So the whole Meloche has to be done by the same person, by the same group. And if it's done by two, so is one. But if we didn't have the Xeras HaKosuf of Basis of Kulasis Mitzoso. So then I would say that even when it's done by true Israel, so the conclusion would be that Milecha Shabbos is not an Aveira Begufe. It's a Maiseh, it's an Aveira like Chetziche. The pain is not that the Jew should be no Begufe, but that the Maiseh Milecha should not be. All right. Someone please close the door. Basis. בכל הסבורים בעצינו נועיסה אסכולו ולא יועיסה לקצוס יוחד שעושו איסו חייב שניים שעושו פטור פשט לקרוא נראה דבעשי זה כל הנפש אבל השעה סדור של המלוק תלוי מה בעשי סיס וכו למהירה בזהי כמה זה מניע ואין אלה כתיב ומיר in other words that even though there is a double expression here it does not mean that this vice of Rebbe deals with two situations. One situation is where one is Eker and the other one is Niach, and the other situation is of Reuben and Shimon taking out a beam on their shoulders together. No, it only deals, this vice deals exclusively with Echad Eker and Echad Menuchah. So why does he repeat it, so it's just a repetition. It's not, so it says, directly Meima, the Beisha Asu Ayro, the Beisha Asu Basachas. Maybe the Pshat, the Bryson deals with two situations. So the expression, has reference to the situation where one is Eker, the other one is Mnia. The expression, Yochid Vosso is a Chayiv, Shnaim Vosso is a Ptulim, has reference to the situation where two carry out an object together. No, it both expressions have reference to the case of Zeik and Zemir. So it's just a repetition. Like on the Madeshah Suhaim and Beshah Suh Basachas. The Pere Kamatzniya Mashma Nitzkicha Treikhoi Li Zeik and Zemiriach U Beshah Suh Melocha Basachas. So in other words, and here everything is deduced from the posik of Baseiso. So it does not have a reference to two situations. Two situations. ואית דיבית נאמר לכל המסליס נאמר כמה היו ישנה יוחיד לא יישא יישא אך קושן בפרק המצניע משמע וזה יקב זה מניח נפקה מנפש אחס מנפש או מאחס ואוכל נפקה הוא מעשה יישא so the more that after the gimel there So now Reb Shimon holds that even Zayin Yochel and Zayin Yochel is chay. Is got. Reb Yehuda holds Zayin Yochel and Zayin Yochel and the two of them tied together. So they are both pulling. But Zayin Yochel and Zayin Yochel. So then they are both chayot. So Reb Shimon said that lot of mood exceeded. Nefesh sechto. אחס סכתו בסיס סכתו אחד למות הזה יקם זה מניח אחד למות הזה יוכל זה יוכל אחד למות הזה אין יוכל זה יוכל and רב יהודה אחד למות הזה יקם זה מניח אחד למות הזה יוכל זה יוכל and the third mute is למות היוכל שעושה בירו הסבס so we see that there is a special posik from which we are ממאית זה יקם זה מניח and a special posik from which we are ממאית שניים שעוש שניים שעוש אך כושי פרק המצביע משמע לזה יקר זה מניח נפקה מנפש because נפש סכתו, אחה סכתו, בסיס סכתו so we learn it out from נפש או יחס and ואוכל נפקה בסיס כושי לרי מדצחינו, so תסווס doesn't give it terrors on that in other words, that's one cash of faces from here, from this gemore it appears that זה יקר זה מניח is מסמאית from the term of בסיס and from Himon Matzliya it's mashma it's dismayed from nefesh alright kosherly mid-matzachin now another kash mid-matzachin on chol liftei we have to resort to the posik that zeikem zemiliyach is poter so that means without the posik zeikem zemiliyach would be chayev so then we have to say that it prevailed in the mishnah a situation of Zeikav Zemeliach existed in the Mishnah. Mashma Zeikav Zemeliach was in the Mishnah. Ufere Kamatzmiya, and I'm a Peter of Shimon. Zeini Yochel, Zeini Yochel. Avopi, because he has three psuki. So one beut is Mimaye, Zeini Yochel, Zeini Yochel. Let's say, Ruben and Shimon both carry out on their shoulders a very heavy beam. So each one couldn't carry that heavy beam by himself. But the two of them together can, and they carried it out. So according to Rav Shimon, they are put. So again, in our ויתן אמרת היובי ומשנה שכך הוא יישא עבדס על בי חיל זה על בי והשתה מה בכך שהוא יישא במשכו מכל מוקים הבו לליף את המשיק כאילו לשני ימי סנץ so we see from this gemara let's say a comment of Rashi that זה אין יוחד וזה אין יוחד so there is a tour because there is a special zersakos of שתיים שעוס so even though it existed in the Mishkin because the army was carried by more than one lady So it was carried by two l'chol apoches. Still, it is put. So, Mimele, how can we say that Meishin Likudahas is higher? Why? Because in the Mishkan it was done that way. But Shnayim Shos was also done the Mishkan, and Zeikav Zemeliach was also done the Mishkan. But since we have exasakosu of Shnayim Shos of Turi, of Zeikav Zemeliach is put there. So it's put there. So by Shote, by Meishin, it achas, true it existed in the Mishkan, it was done that way. But on the score of the exasakosu of Shnayim Shos, so Meishin, it achas, should be put there because it's Shnayim Shos. Shnayim Shos. The new Levi, the Meishit is Zeikav Zemeliach. Ela Meishit is also Akira Vanoch. So in other words, so by Meishit, if it would be a situation that comes within the category of Zeikav Zemeliach, then it would be fatal in spite of the fact that the Mishnah was done that way. But Meishit, the Yuta Achaz, Mishusayochi, Derech Yishusarabim, so does not come within the category of Zeikav Zemeliach. Why doesn't it come? So we have to take notice of another Gemara, Dapei. The Gemara says that Dapei Yom Dalet. The 14th line from the end of the Omer. Omer Avobin, Omer Abeloy, Omer Abiechen. Omer Dim Kemi Vikibir Chayim. Okam in Kemi Vikibir Pot. So in other words, let's say two play ball. Any ball. So Ruben and Shimon. And Ruben throws a ball and Shimon accepts it. Accepts it. So it all depends. If, let's say, Shimon will just stand like a dummy with his hands wrenched out and Ruben throws the ball and then the ball falls into his hand, into Shimon's hand. And Shimon is completely passive. So then Ruben is high. Ruben is high. But suppose Ruben throws the ball and then Shimon grabs the ball. Miyeluchet. So then both up to it. Why? Because then Ruben, if Shimon, the recipient, is a passive recipient, he doesn't do anything. So he serves my seat started down. In other words, Ruben throws the ball. And then Shimon stretches out his hand and he stands all ready to accept and then the ball falls on his hand. So then he's a Maisa Mitzvah Ba'alme. So the Hanoche on Shimon's hand was done not by Shimon. He's passive. It was done by Ruben. But if Shimon grabs it like this from the Avir, so then who does the Hanoche of the ball? Shimon. And who made the Akira of the ball? Ruben. So Mimele, it's a Yikav Zemeliach, it's Potter. So in other words, so what do we see from this Gemara, Dafei, that where one throws and the other one receives, so it all depends. If he's an active recipient, is Iker, he grabs the ball, so then it's Iker Zenuniach. But if he's a passive recipient, so he's a nice, it's Tabe Baomel. He's like a shell. So instead of the ball falling on his shell, so it falls on his hand. So then Ruben in effect does the Akira and the Anochi. So Memele Tesis is saying that when he's mentioned Bidyuta Achas, Yoshusayochid, Yoshusarabi, Chayev, if let's say the Mikabel is passive. Let's say I stand here and then here there is a Yoshusarabi intervening, and then there is another porch, and then another person stands over there, and I am meishi to him, and I give it to his hand, and he is passive. Mashainke, if as I stretch out, let's say the carriage, the ball, so Shimon will take a hold of it, so then the ball will be victor. This is what Jesus is saying. Alright. And if he'll grab, let's say, the board in Achaname, so the board could do it, because then it's nine shows. So the question is, why does Yoshalmes? V'likashlo b'Yoshalme l'amashin m'chayev meishi, elo kishechaveren mikabel miyode, avol ima meishit manichi al rishus ayochit acher, pot, ובכל מוקים על מחברת פות התווי, כי לי שעזו, שעשו, וכאן מסחי ועל מחבר. So there is a big חידש in this basis. I mean, some say that the Rambam is חלק, but the Rambam doesn't say that he's חלק. The Rambam doesn't mention it, it doesn't mean that the Rambam is חלק on Tesis. But Tesis mentions it. So in other words, when is Meishi בדיוט האחס חייב? If, let's say, I stand, Rubin stands here, Shimon stands here, and this video to Achas, there is a Rishus Rabim intervening, and then Ruvein stretches it out, Shimon stretches out his hand, and passively he accepts the object. So then Ruvein is high. But suppose there is two porches, one porch here, one porch here, and between, so intervening there is a Rishus Rabim, and then I stretch out my hand with an object in it, and then I put it down on the ground of the other porch without any cover, then he's not chayav. Why not? Because after all, on the basis of the general hitzoye, he shouldn't be chayav. Because it's meishit mishusayochi darashisarabim, so just as zeirit mishusayochi darashisarabim is potter. So meishit also be potter. But we have a special zeirasakosim, because kachu yisarabim is alvi. They won Mishir. They had Agoles, so one Agole was here, one Agole was here, and in the middle there was the Rishus Arabim, and then the Levi won Meishi, the Kroshi, one to another. So in other words, so it's a special Aloche. So only the way it was done in the Mish, but any other way, if he puts it, if he's Meishi, then puts it on the ground there on the porch, on the floor of the porch. So then he's put. Now the Rambam doesn't mention it, but that doesn't mean that the Rambam is chelik ha'tesis. Now the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Milchas Shabbos Halacha Ches says as follows: Hameishit Meshusayochid Meshusayochid Oshusarabim Beemtza Chayev Vafil Heishit Lemaylo Mahavir Meshusarabim Shechein Hoyshah Avides Alvi Vilmishko Meshitin Es Hakoshim Neagolo Laagolo או שסרבים בשני הגולס, וכל הגולו והגולו ושסיוכית. באמת מהם אמורים, ושהיו שתי ושסיוכית בערך ושסרבים. On the same side of the ושסרבים. כמו שהגולס מהוכית ושסרבים זו החזור. אבל אם היו שתי או רשויית בשני צידי ושסרבים, אף המשך ושסיוכית זו, ושסיוכית שכנג לפותה. I mean, this can have, suppose you have two cars parked, one near the other. Then you have one car parked here and another car parked here, and then one will stand in one car and he'll be meishit to the person who will be standing in the other car. So then he'll be chayev. But suppose the two cars are parked this way on two sides of the Rishus Rabim, one car here, one car here, and one will stand here in this car and will be meishit to the person who will be standing in that car, he'll be parked. Alright, so the Rambam doesn't mention that the chiyuv of meishit is only in a case where there is a person in mikabel, not not when he puts it, let's say, on the floor of the porch. Don't mention it. But it doesn't mean that the Rambam is chilek on this. Alright. So the reason is why Yerushalmi asks, how is it that in every other case, so where it's done, it's handled by two, so then it's potter. And he's chayev when it's handled by one. And here, so he's only chayev when it's handled by two. Even though he's only chayev when it's handled by two, but one is active and the other one is passive. But suppose it's handled completely by one. He puts it on the floor of the other porch. Then he's potter. So he doesn't conform to the pattern of the melacha in general. So this is so Yerushalmi Teretz Chachkino is having something. Alright. If an amet in the maize si yaiti, mish maize le praise, fel kamen in vishen bohut yudu ben yukom. Vi yish nema di nizre kom chavura di komar an chavura shal tanoi. Vi rit tirez vishen le praise liu le nisni ye bi rabchir le rabbi. Alright, now we more. Boi bine rav mi mirek. Hitine chavere eichun u mashki. Vi yitzion lechut. Mal, akir as gutvei. Ke akir as reivetz min keini dome, u mechayev, o yudu mamon. Aber wir heilen den Dimmel Jodi. Mein Teil mei Puppe neiech, Jodi loi nein. So what is it? What's the Schall? Die Dinge habe ihre Echone Maschke Rube in Loaded, Schimmel. Schimmel ist die Schall. With all kind of Echone Maschke. So, who made the Akira? The Akira, let's say, from the floor, from the ground. Upon Schimmel. Not Schimmel himself. Rube put a sack of Echlin Mashkin on the shoulder of Shimon. So, and then, as Shimon was standing, and then Shimon started to walk, and he walked outside, and then he stopped. So, Beitzir Mechutz Mal, Akira Zgufe, Ke Akira Shrefet Mikeni Dome, O Mechaye, O Yidur Melo. So the Gemara emphasizes the element of Akir. The Gemara could have raised the same question in regard to Dano. Let's say if he didn't put down the sack on the floor in the street. But he just stopped. But the Gemara emphasizes the element of Akir. The element of Akir. So in other words, so it appears that the value of the Gemara has reference to the case when in the Rishus HaRabim he put down the sack. So there was a real honor. But there was no actual Akira from the floor. There was only an Akira's Gufe. So the Shaili is whether Akira's Gufe is Ki Akira's Chifetz or not. Omalei Chai. Now let's see the Rashi. Yitine Chabeire. So your Gufe Bishus HaYochid. Yitine Chabeire. Diyu Gufe Lo Kamide. So Gufe made the Akira from the floor upon Shimon's shoulders. But Shimon did not make the Akira from the floor. Eich unu mashkin uchid minuten o kadova atzor ushabe da obnodum lesatsi lem vishat akiraz gufei shoker eschagov na bayis laach ha-shemita ve'in idem el yodei hapshuto lifnin ve'gufe lechutz also omu lechay ve'in idem el yodei. What do you mean ve'in idem el yodei hapshuto lifnin ve'gufe lechutz ve'nos mo bayis lesecho? So if the only stands outside and he stretches out inside an empty hand, v'nosem balabayis liseicho. So the balabayis puts an object into his hand, and then the oni pulls back his hand, so the oni is potter. The oni is potter. The oni is potter. So if Akira's gufe is ki Akira's chayfet, so Akira's yode should also be ki Akira's chayfet. So if I stretch out, the oni stretches out an empty hand, and then the balabais puts something, and then the oni pulls back his hand, so he's making akiras yode. So that let that be considered as akiras chayfetz. So when it came on, why my time? Gufi naich. That's Rashi's guess. Gufi naich. Yode loy naich. So Rashi says gufi naich al davikarki. We have a akir. So it's akir. But yode loy naich. Mishnachine, so there was another girl say, Yodei bosa gufe greire, lo yasino, di isere. Now, so actually, when you go over the Chidushi HaRashbo, so you will see that there were three different Gersoyes in the law. One Gersoy was something Shem made a Gersoy V'nidinu Yodei, my time may bufe Nayach Yodo in Nayach, period, that's all. Another Gersoy was my time may Yodei Bosa Gufe Kirere, period, that's all. Then there was a third Gersoy that Rashba mentions, that both Rishenes appeared in the text of the Gemara. In other words, V'nidinu Yodei, my time may Gufeinayech Yodolinayech Lishnachine, that's part and parcel of the text of the Gemara. Lishnachine Yodolibosav Gufeinayech, that's a third Gersoy. Now, when Rashi says Lishnachine Yodolibosav Gufeinayech Loitasinon di Iseiri, so that's very strange. Why did he say di Iseiri? So if we say that Rashi was not referring to the Gersoy that had both Rishenes in the text of the Gemara, so then it's very strange. What did he say to Yisrael? Let him say, Lo Yasinot. Why Yisrael? So apparently Rashi is referring to the third Gersoy that Rashba mentions. Now that both Rishenes appear in the text of the Gemara. So in other words, my time, Vindimu Yodi, my time, Gufinai, Chiloinai. Rishnachin, and the Gemara itself says, Rishnachin, Yodi was a Gufinai. So Rashi says, Lo Yasinot, the Yisrael. Did you see it? Right. Now, Omalei Rafia le Rav Bapachse. Omalei Rafia le Rav Bapachse Ben Gdelin. So Rafia said to Rav, Lo Yamin Aloch Ki Koye Ro Rebbe. Because Rav was the one who made this query, who inquired from Rebbe in regard to Akira's book. So Rafia reprimanded Rav. He says, Bar Pachse, Lulamina Loch, before you Rebbe Gorm Sechter, with the Shire in Sechtachit. Apparently, at that time, Rebbe was not learning Shabbos. He was learning something else. And Rav Estin Shabbos. So he says, with the Shire in Sechtachit, Dilma Lavadaite, Dilav, the Rebbe Gabre Rabbe Ul Kaswasi, you would have been embarrassed. Dim Shalom Hoshinui Rashinui, Hash the Mias, but you didn't embarrass him. Hash the Mias Shapi, Mishanga. So in other words, what Rebbe said is mentioned explicitly in the Braise. He can't it. Hoyotor neichun umashkin dekei, v'yitzir lechutz, v'shechashich hachayev, v'vishim dino yodet. So Rav raised this question in regard to the case where the Akira was made by another person. The Akira was made by Reuben upon the shoulders of Shimon. But if, let's say, in the case where Shimon himself made Akira, so then there would be no problem, because then he makes the Akira manage. But suppose the same person made the Akira before Shabbos, let's say 5 minutes before Shkia, Friday afternoon, so Shimon picked up a sack with Eichon and Mashkin and put it on his shoulders, and then he started to walk out after Shkia. So then it would involve the same child. So the Braise says, what was that case? Hoyotom Eichon Mashkin V'dei V'tzim L'chud M'shashich Ha'fayet L'fishein Oy Dei Noliyot. Alright. V'pach Se V'dei V'shayot Yom Hashem Yom Yizach V'zuh Shem Yizgayish V'dei 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 V'dei. So in the first case, so that Rav mentioned, so the Shimon did not do the Akira, and in the second case that the advisor mentions, so Shimon made the Akira, but he made that Akira in the day. Shimon didn't know the option of the Gufu Lechutz, the Yosef Haver is here. Alright. Now let's see the thesis. Akira's Gufu, Akira's Chayfet Zomero. Nira Levi, Dochename, Motzel, Miboye, Liyen, Hanoch. The same Shaila applies to Hanoch too. And if we were to assume that Akira's Gufi Lavka Akira's Chayfe, it's there, and Tesis says, we would have to say that Hanoch's Gufi is Lavka Hanoch's Chayfe. Kigen Sheheitzi, Achayfe, Tzlesh Usarabi. Vyom Atchom Lofush. Velo Yimich El Gabi Karke, because in Hanoch HaZgufik, Hanoch HaZchayfetz, there is a distinction between Omad Lofush, to rest, and Omad Lekatek. In other words, Omad Lofish means if he wants stops to rest. Omad Lekatef means that he is carrying, that he is sick on his shoulder, and it's slipping down from his shoulder. So he stops for a moment in order to fix the baggage. To fix the baggage on his shoulder. So that Alochas Gufe is not considered as a real Alochas Gufe. So which Alochas Gufe is Alochas Reifetz? The Hanoche of Omad Lofish. If one stops to rest, but the Hanoche, not Lofush, is not considered as a Hanochas Gufe. As a matter of fact, there is a machlokes in the Gemara between Ben Azai and the Rabbanan. Ben Azai holds that Mihalach came in dog. Mihalach came in dog. And the Rabbanan holds that Mihalach is love came in dog. Now let's say, suppose someone is made tziachetetz from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabi, but between the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabi there is a Karmelis, there is a Mokim Ptur. There is a Mokim Ptur. So according to me, derech stop. So Amitz Mishnah Yochid Rishus HaRabi derech stop. Derech Mokim Ptur. So according to Ben Azai is potter. Why? Because Ben Azai holds Mihalach Kevidom. So that means that when he passed through the stove, the Mokim Ptur, so in effect he stopped there. So it is just as if a person would first go carry out the chifetz from the Rishus HaYochid into a Mokim Ptur, and there he would stop, he would rest, he would sit down on the bench there, and then he would stand up and carry out the same chifetz from the stove, from the Mokim Ptur into the Rishus HaRabi. So you'd be potter, because the moment you make Hanochi in the stove in the Mokim Ptur, so you are mivate the Akire of the Rishus HaYochid. And then you make a new Akire. But the new Akire is made in the Mokim Ptur. So instead of having the Itzoye from the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabi, he has two Itzoyes. One Itzoye from the Rishus HaYochid in the Mokim Ptur, and another Itzoye from the Mokim Ptur and the Rishus HaRabi. So he's potter. But the Rabbanon say that Hamitz Mishnah Yochid Mishnah Sarabim Derech Stov is Chayim, because Mahalach is Lav Kenim Dabim. Now, why does Ben Azai say Mahalach Kenim Dabim? So it's not that it's a special Zerzakosu to call it Ben Azai Mahalach Kenim Dabim. Ben Azai is really, Ben Azai's Halach is declaratory of the Mitzies, because when a person walks, except if he jumps, but if a person doesn't jump, so if he walks, he makes footsteps. So every time he makes a footstep, he in effect stops. What difference does it make whether he stops for an hour, for half an hour, for 5 minutes, for a minute, or for a second? Well, every time when a person walks, as long as he doesn't jump, so he makes footsteps. So every time he makes a footstep, he makes a noche. So why are the Rabbonon chilek am Ben Azai? So the answer is, the Rabbonon are not chilek am Ben Azai. Ben Azai is aloche, is the declarator of the Mitzies. This is the manner in which you walk. When you walk, you make footsteps. Every footstep you make in effect a hanoche. But the Rabbanon hold that even when you stop, but if you do not stop for the purpose of resting, you stop for the purpose of fixing the baggage on your shoulder, so that's not considered as hanoche. So mele, when you stop in order to make footsteps, that's an essential part of the process of walking. You cannot walk any other way. So Memele, it's like Likatif Masoi, it's not Lofush. So that's the reason as to why the Rabbanon of Ben Azai hold that Mehalach Lav Kemi Dome. True, Mehalach is Kemi Dome, but what kind of an Eimid is it? It's like the Eimid Likatif Masoi. And Ben Azai holds that even an Eimid Likatif Masoi is considered Anoch. Yes, what is it?
But do we find that Ben Azai is holding all those?
That Makate
is always a...
Yeah, Makate Amid, Gemara says so. That Ben Azai is chilek on the deen. It appears from Gemara in Sumer, definitely. That Ben Azai is chilek on the deen of the Katim Masoi. So in other words, so Teise says the Kashi, Nir Levi, Dochan Amim, Botzal, Boyle, Anochi, Geshe, Yisachim, 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 Vomachom, Lofush. So Teise emphasizes Lofush. Because if the Katim Masoi, that's not Anochas Gubri. ולא יניח על גבי קרקי, אם הנוחס גוף יהווה את הנוחס חייב אצלוי, הוא מסניס נקטונה, או ישנות ומסי חובי יצא הונה חייב, לכל אם נפשע, So from this Teisves it appears that Teisves is chilek on Rashi. You know, we mentioned Rabbi Yehuda's kashe against Rashi and Rabbi Notinore. So Rabbi Yehuda's kashe consists in the fact that this is only in accordance with the Havamin of Gemara, that Anochet's Gufi is Lavka Anochet's Chepet. But if only Maskolet Gemara, Vakir's Gufi Anochet's Chepet, Vakir's Chepet. And to make it certainly Anochet's Gufi Anochet's Chepet. So then it's not in Michal Davikar. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda says, and because of that he has the kashe against Rashi. But we see that Teisves agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Teisves says, so it's no rai that Anochas Gufi is Kanochas Chepetz. So it appears from this Teisves that Alimid Emes, that Anochas Gufi is Kanochas Chepetz, so then we don't have to apply the Mishnah to the case of Michal Bar Karki, even if it's not Michal Bar Karki is Chayv. But Rashi is Chelik on Teisves. So we see this is at the time I mentioned that Teisves says what Rabbi Yehuda says. But so Teisves Shita is that according to Masfon of the Gemara, that Anochas Gufi is Kanochas Chepetz, so then the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, we should not only say Chel Eitzi, he only stretches out an empty hand, if he only stretches out an empty hand, and then he takes with his hand, with his empty hand, he takes the Chepetz out of the Balabai's hand, and then he pulls back his hand, so he's chayev, even if he doesn't put, when he pulls it back, when he brings it back to his own roof in the Rishus HaRabim, even if he doesn't put it on the floor of the Rishus HaRabim, he's still chayev. Why? Because Anochas Gufi Kanochas Chepetz, but Rashi is chayev. Rashi is chayev on Teisves, because Rashi says in the Mishneh, Oy shenotal miseicho, veheitzi achepetz, veinuyah b'Rishus HaRabim, deobad lo yakir b'Rishus HaYochid, v'anochi b'Rishus HaRabim. So we have a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves. Alimemes. All right. Now, so being tema, so Teisves doesn't consider as a kashi. Teisves just says that Teinach Name, even though the Gemara emphasizes the Akira's Gufei, but the same shaila applies to Anochas Gufei. Being tema. והמי לפושת מס ליסים מקטונה, ויצא החייל במחתי, שמוליש כך וייצא. והיא עקיר אז גופי לאף כי עקיר אז חייק ותלומד אמר לי יחיצי בו הולי מוצא למייצא לדעיס עד הרייסה because the chayot has his needle stuck into his jacket, he doesn't, so when he goes out he doesn't pick it up from the floor, from the table, I mean he has it stuck in his jacket all the time. So and still, and the Mishnah says he shouldn't go out. So even so much with Shabbos, before Shabbos he shouldn't go out. Maybe he'll go out on Shabbos. On Shabbos with it. So, but if Akira's Gufei is like Akira's Chepetz, so in view of the fact that the needle is stuck in the jacket, some melee, he will not be chayiv anyway. We have to say, anyway, the same thing, that the Chachomim were Gezer Yitzhak Chayv Machtei because of the possibility that will be Yitzhak Yitzhak Rabbonon, because the Rishenim Shemkovetz is in Bogokame, they all ask the Kashe, why do the Mishnah say Yitzhak Chayv Machtei? Shem Mishkach Yitzhak, but Melechaz Bachshev is also Tor. So if you'll forget and will walk out, so then the Akire will not be done with the Yosei, so he will not be Chayv anyway. So the Shinkubetz in Bolokame, the end of the second period says, Einochaname, he will not be there in Israel Raisi if you forget and walk out with the needle in the jacket. But and Israel Rabbanan will be there. So now let's talk Shainim say anyway that the Chachomim asked the Chayot to go out b'machtei Somach l'Shabbes because of the possibility he might be doing Lochad Rabbanan. So immediately we cannot be patient. That Akira's Gufi, Akira's Chepetz, maybe Akira's Gufi, not Akira's Chepetz, but with the Rabbonim, it certainly considered as an Akira. Alright. My time, Yod Elenai, Nir Elri, Kemosh Nachet, Vigores Yod Eid Bosa Gufi Tzire, Boi Akira, Gufi, with Boi Akira. So in other words, Teitz's gear say, so Rashi mentioned two gear says. Rashi mentioned one gear say, that by time a goofy nayach and a nayach bill. Then he mentioned another girl say, which is not his years, that the more itself has both of shares. My time me goofy nayach and a nayach, lishna achine, that it was a goofy girl. So Rashi rejected that girl. But his says, mentions a different girl say. In other words, Yodin Ayach, Kupil and Ayach is not even mentioned in the years of Tesis. But, just, when he didn't know Yodin, my time, Yodin was a good girl. Alright. Nero Lavik Oshnacher. He goes, Yodin was a good girl. Boyakir. Kupil and Boyakir. Who might go as time Yodin and Ayach. And there are many Rishonim who say that Rashi doesn't have this view. I mean that after who Yodin Mokim Echol, he doesn't have the Haver and Sech Yodin hates his body. All that Rashi says is that the right gear say is Gupi Nayech Al Gabi Karaki Yodin Loi Nayech. So Mimele Tesis inferred that according to Rashi's gear say, we have to say that even if you be Yodin Mokim Echol, we know some Chavir is if you're the 80 spot there, but the Ritva, I mean the Ritva, the so-called Ritva. So he says that Rashi doesn't mean that. When does Rashi say? When does Rashi say that Yodel Nayach only if the Guf and the Yad are in two separate rishuyos? Let's say in the case of Yodel. In other words, Hapshuto Lifnim, Vigufel Echutz, Vinosim Barabais Liseicho. In the case where the only stretches out an empty hand, and the Barabais puts a chayfetz into his hand, and then the only pulls back his hand. So then, the hand of the only that has the chayfetz in it is in the Rishus HaYochid. And where is the goof of the only that's in the Rishus HaRavi? So in such a case, where the goof is one issue. And the yad with the chifetz in it is another issue. Then we say yodolinayach. Mashein kein in the case where the goof and the yad with the chifetz all are in the same issues. Then we don't say yodolinayach. Not as states we assume that according to Rashi, even אפילו הוא ביודים מוקים מאחד גוס מחביר לסיך יודים ואיציס פה ואין יר ובכל עניין שאיתין החבירי בין על כסיפי, בין על יודי ואיצי חי דוק אותו נו ישנו תום לסיך ואיצי חי אהו מה נוחסכים לבירו הבייס שהוא ביודים ושוסח חסר האנוכת ומדי חי הורוני שאו כאן יד בר הבייס וחיד מלהה והאנוכת כשאי כגופי עם זה שביודי הרי אי כחי ממוקים אנוכת So we see from the Mishnah that when it's not on Misaychei, it's not on Misaychei, so it's Chayah. So it's Chayah. So, Enoch Name, so Rashi will agree that that if who be Yodei Mokim Echot, we must not have a Misaych Yodei Veitzi, so then it's Chayah. But Rashi only says it, only Rashi says Yodei Linayach, only in the case where the goof and the yad are in two separate issues. Now, the ritual says it in so many words. I mean, not the real ritual, but the so-called ritual, which is probably the Rami. Alright. Yodol Nayach. Gufi Nayach. Yodol Besam Gufi Gzira. ככה גרס בפירוש רח אבל רש אלי גורס אלו יוד לא נוח גוף אינוח הוא פירש די יוד אלו נועיה חלגה בקרת הוא משמוח הכל ואם תאים הרים כאינה בשנו סמרוני נסיך יודי שלו לבית אבל בשנו סמרוני נסיך יודי שלו לבית או שנו תלמימנו והיצי יהי פותר שערי לא יוקחו או לא יניחו בקרקו די יוד אלו נעיך So he has the kashe if yod is l'nayach al b'karke. So in other words, so b'mele. When if you are ike the guf, so since the guf stands on the karke, so b'mele it's considered as if you are ike the chifetz. Mashenken if you are ike the yad, if you are ike the yad, so the yad is does not stand on the karke. So b'mele there is no akire. So the question is, why do we say b'shenos anoni b'sich yodish bo abayis? So the noni is chayev or b'shenot omimena. So veitzi is poter. He makes an akire, but he took it from the hand of the balabayis. Shal yot chol yinicho b'kachel yolaynayim v'yesh leima. Kim di osom yode v'gufi b'shusachas. Kim di gufi nayach al gabi karke. אף יודי כמנחס אבל היכה דיגופי בשוסח היר אין יודי באיסי רשוסח היר כמנחס Oh, so in other words so what is the ritva say in Rashi that Rashi is made that if the goof and the yad are in the same rishus then the yad is also nayer but when does Rashi say that you're the loy nayer that is in the case of the oni stretching out an empty hand into the bais and then the bala bais puts a chayfet into the oni's hand and then the oni pulls his hand back to the vishus arabi so then the hand is in the vishus ayochi and the hand with the chayfet zimet is in the vishus ayochi and the group of the oni is the vishus arabi so then we cannot say nayach what the pshat I mean it's very mistada I mean that this is the pshat, that this is Rashi Shit. Because otherwise, I mean, Rashi would be contrary to the Mishnah and to so many Gemaras. So the pshat in Rashi is, what's the reason of Akiras Gufik and Akiras Chayfetz? Because when a person stands on the floor, so he stands with what? With his feet. Does that mean that only the feet stand on the floor? The whole group stands on the floor. So it's the whole goof, and the goof, the hands are part of the goof. So Mele, when a person stands with his feet on the floor, so then the whole goof stands on the floor, is munach on the floor, and not only the goof. if he has a load on his shoulders, so, and then when a person moves his position from one spot on the floor to another spot on the floor, so then he's aching, or so while, let's say, if I have, let's say, something on my shoulder or in my hand, and I stand in this spot, I occupy a certain position on the floor. So that means that not only my feet stand on that spot, my feet, my whole group, together with the load, are munach on that spot. Then when I change my position, so I make care, not just my feet, my feet, my whole group, and the load on the group, I make care from that spot where the group with the load on it was munach before, to another spot. So memele, this is only shayach if the hand, I have a chifetz in the hand, and I stand on a certain spot here on the floor, and it's only one rishus. But if I have my hand stretched out in the rishus hayochid, and my feet stand in the rishus harabim, so then we couldn't say that this chifetz is munach. Where is it munach? It couldn't be munach. Let's say if you draw a straight line, it couldn't be munach on that point just beneath my hand. Why? Because my feet stand in the rishus rabbi, and it couldn't be munach, and this chifetz couldn't be munach here, because after all it occupies space in the rishus hayochid. So in such a case, it's not nayachal gabi karke. Masha'inkin, if I stand with the chifetz in my hand in one of the shoes, so then everything is considered to be resting on that spot where my feet stand. Not just the feet, my feet, my head, my hands, and everything, the whole load that is on my group or on my hand. So that's the reason as to why in the case of Hubi Yodei, Bimoki Mechod, Vinosin is Chavir, Isich Yodei, Vehitzin is Potter. Because then, when he's matey, so he's Eikir. He's Eikir, Mimoki Manoch. Akira's Gufik, Akira's Chavit, yes, what is it?
But if the main score is that it's considered, if whatever's on the hand of the goof is considered on the karka where the goof is, so what, the fact that it's in the avir of a different rishus, why is that necessarily a steer of that?
No, because then you couldn't say, if I had my hand stretched out, and then the Barabbais puts a chavit in my hand, and so where does it occupy space, the chifetz, my hand and the chifetz in it, in the rishus hayochid? So how could I say that this chifetz is lying over here when it occupies space in a different rishus? So it couldn't be lying here. That would be stira. You see, how could you say I stand here? So if I stand with my hands and the chifetz in the rishus harabim, so then I say everything stands here on that spot. But if my hand is stretched out in other shoes, how could you say that everything is resting here when it occupies space in a different shoes? You see, but if it's in the same shoes, then we say not only my feet are standing here, are resting here, my feet, my group, the world that I have is also standing here, is also resting here. I mean, it's a double push. Now, but that does not explain the rush, you see. That does not explain Rashi, why Rashi says that when is you should not only say Chobeitzi Achifetz Viniyah Bishus Rabbi, don't like Kira Bishayoch Anoch Bishus Rabbi, only then the only is Chayim. But suppose he pulls it back. Now, let's say, I stretch out, I'm the only, I stretch out an empty hand, and then the Balabais, and then I take it, Achifetz, from the Balabais hand. And then, so I make a kire, and then I pull back my hand. So Rashi says, I'm not chayav yet. But if I pull back, and then I pull it out, then I become chayav. So, the question is, so as far as the Ritva is concerned, we understand as to why he's not chayav in the case where the Balabais puts it in his hand. Because then, when he makes the akire, he's not making an akire from the mokinoch. But in the case where he takes out a chifetz from the barabais and then he pulls back, he should be chayev even without putting the chifetz on the floor or in the street. Because after all, the moment he pulls back the hand. Now, I stretch out an empty hand, and then I take out the chifetz from the rabbi's hand. So I need that here, and then I pull back my hand. So then the moment I pull it back towards myself, so I am standing in the Rishis HaRabim, exclusively in the Rishis HaRabim. My feet, my roof, my hand, the chifetz, everything is one Rishus. So then I should be chayef even without putting it out. Why does Rashi say that I have to put it out? So that that's really a big discussion. So I already explained it, but this is based upon the sheet of the Rosh. I mean, at that time we didn't go over the Rosh inside. But let's turn to the Rosh. ויציאם לחוטוס. מה הוא הכי עזבו בכך כי רצחבת מכם ידום אלוהות? אומר לך אם יודעים אלוהות. So that's Rashi's gears. פירוש דום המסליס מפוש את אוני שלו לפני, ונוסם ברבייס לסייכו, והיציא אוני פותח. ולא יאמר הכירס היד, כהכירס חיפת דום. When the ברבייס puts then, so then the only pulls back his hand, the only is potter. Why? Because he didn't make the akire. But the question is, true, he didn't make the akire, but he made the akiras yad. So let the akiras yad be considered like akiras chayfet. So he says, my time will not be akiras yad, akiras chayfet. My time is yodel naiche al gamikarke. He'll kach mechoshi bakirosei. כעקירס חפץ, ולדום לעתים לחבר על כסי פי ועל יודי, ויוקר עד לו, ויוצא לחייר. דהוסום גוף עינייך על גבי קרק, וחושב עקירס גופי עקירס חפץ. אבל חפץ שנוסום ביודי, כאילו שיוקר גופי, אבל לא יוקר גופי. ויומד במקימי ואישית יודו לחוץ, פותר, וחושב עקירס היד כעקירס חפץ. So there is something remarkable in the Roshan of the Rosh, because you would expect the Rosh to say, "Avo imoma b'mkene veheishit yod rechu spoter." Why spoter? Because there is no anoche. I mean that he is spoter. So that's a mishnah mifurash that he is spoter. That's the third bove. That's the third bove. Idoni stretches out his hand, and then the balabais takes it out from his hand. So both are done. So why is the only poter? Why is the only poter at all? He made Akire and he made Anoche. The answer is no, he didn't make Anoche. He didn't make Anoche. Because the Barabbas made Anoche. But so the Rosh should say, Abu Imamad bin Kemi, we should go to the Chutz Poter, V'choshiv Anoche. V'choshiv Anochas Yad, Ki Anochas Chayfetz. But he says, אבל לא כגופי, בו מנקי מבישיות לחוץ פוטר, ולחושב הקירס היד כהקירס חיפץ. So the cognizant explains, why does this emphasize לחושב הקירס היד כהקירס חיפץ? The answer is the Rosh's reference to the case where he was standing outside, I'm the only, and I'm standing outside, and I'm stretching out my hand with the חיפץ, and then I drop it, you see. And then I drop it. So Mimele, he's still potter. Why is he potter? So you couldn't say he's potter because there is no anoche. He dropped it, there's certainly anoche. He dropped it on the floor. I stretched out a full hand. I'm standing in the Rosh HaRabim, and I have a chifetz, a loaf of bread in my hand. And then I stretch it out into the house, through the window, and then I drop it. So he said, I'm also potter. You couldn't say I'm potter because there is no anoche. So why am I potter? Because Akira is like it. So then you ask, so how about, this is what the Kobnisano says. Afilu, he says, Avo, Afilu, his base. Afilu, Iliya Bechutz, Mishmduyobin Akira, Ked Misai. Misai was the Choshev Akira, Zayad Ke Akira Shreifetz. V'chavir Inos Nachifetz Al Yodin. Chavir Inos Nachifetz Al Yodin. So in other words, the Rosh has to have reference to the case, because you could ask Kikashi against the Rosh. So the Rosh says that even when he stretches out his hand, and then he drops it inside on the floor, so he's still potter, not because of the lack of anochi, im hanochi no mizu, because of the lack of akira. So why does the Mishnah say Poshat only is Yodi Lifnim, Vinosan Sakyodi Shiva Bais? So it only is higher. What difference does it make whether it was Sakyodi Shiva Bais or it drops it on the floor? The answer is when the Mishnah says, according to the Rosh, the way from the Sanel explains it, and that's the Pshat in the Rosh. So when the Mishnah says Poshat only is Yodi Lifnim, it doesn't mean that they only had that Chifetz in his hand before Shabbos. And then on Shabbos, when it was already night, so he stretched out his hand with the loaf of bread in it, and then he put it into the Barabai's hand. Then he wouldn't be chayev, because Akira is lacking. He means poshet only as yom lifnim, that let's say the loaf of bread was on the floor, and then the only picked it up from the floor and with his hand, and then he stretched it out into the bais, and he put it into the hand of the bais. So the akira took place when he picked it up from the floor. But in the Haname, suppose he picked it up from the floor and put it in his pocket or in his hand before Shkia, Friday afternoon. And then after Shkia, he stretched it out, so there was no maisa akira by him, akira schreibet by him, and then he stretched it out and put it in the hand of the bais, he's potter. So when the Mishnah says, poshat, only a certain lifnim so shabbayis, the Mishnah is referring to the case where the only picked up a chayfetz from the floor, and then he was patient as yodel lifnim, and then he put it in shabbayis shabbayis. Mashein kein, if he picked up the chayfetz into his hand before Shabbos, before Shkia, Friday afternoon, and then after Shkia he stretched out his hand and then he dropped it on the floor, his potter, because Akira is lucky. So what's the pshat in the Rosh? So the Rosh says, the Rosh emphasizes. So he says, the Hosom, the Lidomeli Tine Chaveri Al Ksefer Al Yodei, V'yor Karaglo V'yor Tzerechayim, the Hosom Gubli Nayachot Avikarake, the Hosom Akiras Gubli Kakiras Chifetz, Av Achivet Shenosim Yodei, Kiv Misho Kagufei, Avoli Moyo Kagufei, V'yom Abim Kevei, V'yish Yodei Lechutzi Potar, the Hosom Akiras Ayat Kakiras Chifetz. In other words, according to the Rosh, there has to be a Maisa Akiras Gubli. A ma'ase akiras gufei, in order that it should be considered as akiras chayfetz. Why? Because if there is a ma'ase akira of the guf, so then when the person stands with his feet on the karka, so it doesn't mean only the feet stand on the karka, it means the feet, the whole guf, with his hand, with all the load that he has, stands on that spot on the karka. It's not just the defeat, rests on Gavi Karaka. The good, the feet, the hands, the whole group, the whole world, stand on Gavi Karaka, rest on Gavi Karaka. When he makes a Maisa Akira's Gufei, so when he changes the position from one spot to another, so he changes the position not just of the feet, he thereby changes the position of the feet, the group, the world, and the group, in the hand, also. But if he does not change his position, then there is no maise. In other words, Akira and Anoche has to be from the karka. But when I pick up, so let's say in the case, so the Mishnah says, Poshat is Balabat, but Poshat only is Yodi with me. So he picked up the chayfetz from the karka. So there was Akira from the karka, which is Rabbi. And then he was patient. And then he put it in he put it into the hands of the Barabais. So Mimele, he is chayev because since he stands, the Barabais stands with his hand and his goof in the bais when you put it. So that means that the Barabais is standing on the karka of the Rishus HaYochid, when the only puts the chayfet into his hand, he in effect puts it on the karka. Mashein kei, in the case where the only stretches out an empty hand, and then he takes out the chayfet from the Barabais. So he makes an akire from the Karka Kedushas HaYochid, because the Chifetz that was in the hand of the Baal HaBayis was an effect on the Karka. Because since the Baal HaBayis was standing with his guf and his hand in the Bayis on a certain spot on the Karka, so that didn't mean that only the feet was standing on that spot. The feet and the guf and the load, the Chifetz was also standing on that spot. And he took it out from that spot. And then when he pulls it back, so if he doesn't put it al gabi karka, so then he's not putting it al gabi karka, because he has to make an anoche. He has to make an anoche on the karka. So only if he puts it down al gabi karka, then he makes it anoche al gabi karka. But if he just pulls it back to himself, so then he's not making it. So there is no maise anoche on the karka, so the mele is potter. That's the Rashi sheet. So the Rashi agrees with the sheet of the Rosh. So just as the Rosh says, Abu Lokar Bufei, Vyomad Mimkeme Veishit Yodin Lechut is potter, Vyokoshiv Akira Sayatke Akiras Chayfetz. So Akira is lacking, so Rashi says in regard to anoche the same thing. In other words, if he should not tell me Seicho, so but if he just pulls back his hand into the Rishus Rabin, so then since there is no anoche of the goof, he's not changing the position of the goof from one spot to the other, he just brings it over to the place where the goof is standing. It's not considered that he made the maise anoche on the karka. Then it means that it happens to be the mele resting on the karka. Not that he makes the maise anoche on the karka. And in order to be hired, he has to make the maise anoche on the karka. And you see that Rashi considered that so important that he applies it not only to the deraisi. The whole apoches here, where it's no sound is here, yodei. So we should not only say Behitze Achid is really Abdushus Arabin, so it's Negeya to Idraise. But Rashi mentions the same thing in regard to the Rabbonot, the third God. So he says, Poshat Ooni, Es Yodin Lifni, Vinotan Balabais Miseicho, Oishenosan Miseicho Behitze Shnei Ktori. So Rashi says, Oishenosan Miseicho, the Balabais put the chifetz into the oni's hand. The oni will have people by Rabbi Sakire. Ve'itzi oni ve'iniach. What do you mean ve'iniach? Heitzi oni means the oni pulled back his hand. What does it mean ve'iniach? Hiniach al gabikara. So shneim turi. So suppose it will be heitzi oni, but it will not be iniach al gabikara. So it will not be shneim turi. Why not? In other words, then the oni will not even be either a lisa rabono. And the Rav Martinore is even more explicit than that. Poshat Ooni is Yodin Lifnin, the Balabais Miseicho. Ooni Shemos on Miseicho. The Balabais put a chepetz into Ooni's hand. So the Balabais made Akire. And then, Ooni Shemos on Miseicho. Don't the Balabais Akire Mishayochid. Ve'itzi Ooni. Ve'iniach Bishus Arabi. But suppose he's not in the Bishus Arabi. It's not in Mishneim Peturi. Then the Ooni wouldn't even be Chayim Machis Maros. He wouldn't even be even in Israel Rabbon. Why? Because what did he do? Akira was made by the Balabais. Anoche was not made by him. Why? Because even though he pulled back his hand, but that's not a Maisa Anoche. Because when is there a Maisa Anoche if he puts it down on the floor? But when he pulls back his hand, so while the Chifetz, the Balabais put the Chifetz into the Oni's hand. So while the hand was still in the Rishus HaYochid, so where was it munach? It wasn't munach here because after all the goof was in another Rishus, was in the Rishus Rabin. And it wasn't munach in the Rishus Rabin because it occupied space here. So but then when he pulled it back, so then the hand and the goof are in the same Rishus, then it becomes munach in the Rishus HaKavod. But there is no Maise Hanoche. In order there should be Maise Hanoche, then there has to be an Akiras Gufei. Akiras Gufei or Anochas Gufei. So then you have a Maise Akira and a Maise Hanoche. Masheinkei, if he just pulls back the hem, so then he doesn't in effect put the chifetz biyodayim on the floor. It's the male it's considered to be resting on the floor. Because the goof had been resting there on that spot before too. But as long as the hand was in the Rishus HaKavod, so it couldn't be considered resting here. The moment he pulls it back, it's considered resting here. So then it's considered to be resting here the male, not biyodayim. But if a person makes a stop with his goof, so then it's considered that biyodayim he puts it down on the floor. Because when I put down my feet on the ground, I do not only put down my feet on the ground. I put down my feet, my goof, the road that I have on the ground. But if I am standing in one place and I just put back my hand, so then there is no maisa anoche on the karke. So when is he hired? Or when he will the only behavior and Israel Abod, only when he puts it down on the karke. But if he doesn't put it down on the karke, so maisa anoche al the karke is lacking. Even though the person would be considered, the object that he has in the hand would be considered resting on the karke. But that will be considered mevayel. It won't be considered as a maisa anoche biyodayim al the karke. Masheinkein, if I change my position, and I stand on it, I assume a new position on the karke. So then I assume a new position not only on my feet. I assume a new position on my feet, on my boot, on my road, and everything. But when I just pull my hand towards myself, then I don't make a maisa anoche al the karke on the chayfetz. But the chayfetz mimele becomes munach al the karke. So that's not enough. This is the shita of Rashi. All right.
Shmiras and Shabbos, Yetzes and Nishur and Shabbos, Dal Cheshvan Heitov Shalom Zayin, October 28th, 1976,
on Thursday. Now, let's turn to the Rajbo, the Chidusha Rajbo, and the more. Now, hoche kol esrach, hoche kol esrach zal, yodol enayich, gufi nayich, yodol ibosav gufi kirire, vloe bin naakire. Gufi hava akire. Virashi zal kol sabdo, yasin yodol ibosav gufi kirire, vloe boi akire. Vitalti, di seri, it's a mistake here, di seri, el hoche gasim, yodol enayich, gufi nayich. פירוש יודו נייך על גבי קרק גופי נייך על גבי קרק ויהיו ככה ואקירה in other words so there is no doubt that the Rashbo means what the Ritva says I mean the so-called Ritva that we saw last time so according to Rashi's Girse so the difference between Akira's Gufe and Akira's Yode is when Gemara asks Vindinu Yode. So in other words, if Akira's Gufe is Akira's Chayfetz, so why does the Mishnah say? That if the Oni stretches out his hand and into the Bais, and then the Bais puts the Chayfetz into the Oni's hand. So and then the Oni pulls back his hand. So the Oni is Potter, but if Akira's Gufe is Akira's Chayfetz, so when the Balabais puts the chayfetz into the Oni's hand, then the Oni pulls it back, so then the Oni is Akira, just as Akira's Gufe is Akira's chayfetz. So when the Balabais puts it in his hand, then he makes an Akira's Yode. So let it be considered as Akira's chayfetz, and then he certainly makes a noch. So the Gemara says, Yode Rinayach. Gufin Nayach, Yodolin Nayach. So what does it mean? Yodolin Nayach? So how does the ritual explain it? Yodolin Nayach al Gabi Kalki. Yodolin Nayach al Gabi Kalki. Mashayim Kein, when there is Nakira's Gufay, then it's al Gabi Kalki. So what's the pshat? The pshat is very simple. When a person stands in one spot, and then he changes his position. So it doesn't mean that he changes the position of his legs. He changes the position of his legs, his goof, the whole load that is on his goof. Because he stands with the feet now. So Basha'in came, when he pulls back the hand, so melee, when the person changes his position, there is Nakira's, he makes Nakira's gufe, so in effect, changes the position of the load from that spot to the other spot. Masha'in Kein, when he moves the hand, the only moves back the hand, so then it's not Nayach al Gabi Karke. So Mele, since it's not Nayach al Gabi Karke, so there is no Akira Schrift. So the Ritva says, now, back to the Ritva. The Ritva says, now, Yodel in Nayach, Gubin Nayach, Yodel was a Gubin Gubin. Was a Gubin Gubin, Gubin Minach Nayach, Kaha Gilsi. Pirush Rach, aber Rashi ist auch Gobi, so Yodel in Noch, Gubin Noch, Pirush, Yodel in Nayach, Al Gabi Karaki, Shimoche Potter. Wie im Thema, in Kena, wie Schnoss Nonu, ist sich Yodel schon am Beis. Oi, שנות על מנו והייצי יפותח שערי לו יוקחו או לו יניע בקרקי דיון לו ינייכה so why does the Mishnah say that if the Oni takes out the Chayfetz from the Barabai's end and then he pulls back his end told the Rishus Arabi הוא ישחייר so the answer שערי לו יוקחו לו יניע בקרקי לו ינייכה ויהיה שלימה כאילו דיהו סום יודה בגופי בשוס החס כאילו דיגופי נייך על גבי קרקי אף יודה כמונח So this is the pshat in Rashi. When a person stands in the same rishus with his feet, his goof, and his hands in the same rishus, then it doesn't mean that only his feet stand in a certain spot in that rishus. His feet, his goof, his hand, his load, everything. And similarly, the Barabbas stands in the house with his goof and his hand and the object in one rishus. So that means that not only the feet of the Barabbas stand on that particular point in the house, the chayfetz, the loaf of bread that the Barabbas has in his hand, is also resting on that spot in the bais. And then when the Oni takes it out, actively takes out that loaf of bread, he in effect takes it from the karke where the Barabbas stands. Because it's not only that the Barabbas' feet stand on that spot in the karke. The Barabbas' feet and his hoof and the loaf of bread that is contained in his hand also stands on that spot. So when the Oni takes it out from his hand, he in effect takes it out not from his hand, but he takes it out from that spot in the house. So Mimele is the Oni Yisrael. Kim the awesome. Yod the goofy bishusachas given the goofy naich al gabi karke afyodet munachas. So the loaf of bread that is contained in the hand of the Barabbas is not munach al pidin in the hand. It's munach on the karka where the feet stand. The feet stand. Just as you don't say that only the bottom of the feet stands al gabi karke, not the top of the feet. I mean the whole feet. So the whole goof stands on that spot of the karake. And not only the whole goof, the hand too. And the loaf of bread that is contained in the hand also stands on that spot. And when the Barabbas, so in effect the loaf of bread is resting on the karake of the Barabbas, not in the hand of the Barabbas. When the Oni takes it out, he in effect removes it from that spot. This is what he says. Kim the horse of Yodav Gufi Bishusachas, Kim the Gufi Nayach al Gabi Karakav Yodav Gunachas. Aval Heich the Gufi Bishusachir, Ein Yodav Beisa Bishusachir Kim Nachas. Ufigir Sezu, Efsher, Shem Niach Yodav Karaka, Vinosim Balabais Liseicho, Veheitzi, Heronichai. So suppose that the Oni put his hand mamish on the floor of the bais, an empty hand,
then the Balabais put in that empty hand that is lying on the floor the loaf of bread, and then the Oni pulled it out. So then it'll be chayev. Why? Because in the case where the hand, the Oni does not put the hand on the karaka, or let's say we didn't give it vokim from the karaka, so it is just as if it is on the karaka. If the Oni places his hand high above the karaka, more than gimut vokim, so then we say that in view of the fact that the hands and the goof of the Oni are not in the same issues, so it's not considered the hand to be on the karaka. Masha'inkin, the Oni puts the hand mamish on the karaka, and then the Balabais puts the loaf of bread in the Oni's hand. So then the loaf of bread is resting where? On the karaka. On the karaka. So, and then the Oni pulls it out, so he's in care. The loaf of bread from the karaka, because the loaf of bread was placed by the Balabais into the Oni's hand, and the Oni's hand was lying on the karaka, with the gibbut walking from the karaka. But when he pulls it towards himself, so in effect, he removes it from the karaka of the bais into the Rishus HaRabim. So he should be high. He should be high, yes.
Why is there a stira between the fact that the hand is in the avir of the Rishus HaYotir and that the hand is connected to the goof which is on the ground in the Rishus HaRabim? It's not a stira in Rishus because it's Munachas.
No. When do we say that when a person stands with the load on his body and in his hand, so it's considered that everything stands on that spot where the feet stand, everything is more issues. But if it's in two issues, so Mimele, then we don't say that the hand is standing, because you couldn't say, you see. If it's in the same rishus, so then you say that not only the feet stand in the rishus harabim, but the hand also stands in the rishus harabim. Just as you cannot separate the body, the top of the feet, of the Oni, from the bottom of the feet. You know, it will not make sense. It will be ridiculous to say that when the Oni stands with his feet on a certain spot in the rishus harabim, so only the bottom of the feet, the touch, the karaka which is arabim, stand, rest in on that spot. But the top, they're not in contact. Well, that would be nonsense. Why? Because the whole feet stand on that spot. Not only the whole feet, the whole goof, and the hand too. And the hand too. And the load that he has in his hand also stands on that spot. Masha'inke, if the hand is in another rishus, so then you cannot say that the hand is also on that spot. It occupies place in another rishus. How can you say that it's resting on that spot in the rishus rabbi when it occupies space in the rishus ayochi, in the house? You see.
But it means that it's not munachas.
That's right. Yes. When you see the hand and the goof are in the same rishus, then you say that not only the feet rest on that spot where the feet stand, but the hands also, the whole group stands. But if the hand is stretched out through a window into the house, so then it occupies space in the house. How can you say that the hand also rests on the spot where the feet stand when it occupies space in another shoes?
Now, according to the Ritva, someone else would take it out of that person's hand if he parted
it. That's right. Alright, so this is as he says. So, if it deals with you, Epsher, Shiminiach Yodi Bikaraka, we must Malabais, let's say, Hovei, it's here on the Hayek. If the Oni stretched out an empty hand and put it on the Karaka, and then the Malabais put the loaf of bread in that hand, and then he pulled his hand, so then in effect, he is here from the Karaka Abais. So he should be Hayek. And that point, whether he's Hayek or not, there is a machlekes between Abai and Rome. So the Gemara daf tzadik beis omid aleph. So there is a machleket between Abai and Rove. So in other words, there is a machleket between Abai and Rove whether aged yad shmei aged or aged yad is loy shmei aged. So Rove says aged yad is loish meyaget. In other words, if someone is made tziperes, peres, rishus harabim, if some, I stand in the rishus hayochim, and I made tziperes, rishus harabim, I made tziperes, rishus harabim, So according to Rabbi Yishai, because even though the parents are still all good to the Rishus HaYochid, but Aged Yad lo Yishmeyad. Abaye says that he's part of Aged Yad Shmeyad. So the more as the Kashi, the Tzadik Reis, on the Dalem, the more as the Kashi, the seventh line, above the Mishnah, V'romed Rova Ad Roved, Yitma, V'romed Abaye Ad Abaye, V'romed Rova Ad Roved, Yitma, Hamei Tziperes L'Shus Arabim, Abaye Ma B'yad Chayev B'chli Potter, V'rova Ma B'yad Potter B'chli Chayev, Eifer. So in other words, the Trove is the one who says B'yad is Chayev, and Abaye is the one who says B'yad is Potter. So the Gemara says, B'yad Chayev, how can Rove say that if someone stands for Rishus HaYochid, and he stretches out his hand, the hand of spirits, into the Rishus HaRabi. So then he's chayev, agad yad lo ish meyaget, it's mefirush and mishneh to the contrary, v'atnan, poshet balabai, says yodu lechutz, v'not alon him iseicho, o ish no sal iseicho v'ichnis, so ish neyem is pturim, shneyem pturim, so when the balabai, so we see that Agid Yad is Shmei Agid. So the Gemara in the Teretz, Hosom the Milo Migimu, Hochel and Mate Migimu. So in other words, when does Rabbi say that is Chayev if he puts out, here's the character which is a rabbi. I stand in the Mishnah Yochid, and this is the character which is a rabbi. And then I stretch out my hand, and I lower my hand with the Gimut Vochim from the character. So that means that in effect he put a hand on the character of the Rishus HaRabim. So Rove says, Abaye says, even in such a case he is potter. Even though the parents happen to be resting on the character of Rishus HaRabim, but Aged Yad is Shmeyag, he's still potter. Whatever the reason is, there is a machlig l'shem. So Abaye says that even in this case, so he's potter. Aget yad shmeyad. But Rove says, this case is chayev. Masherinkin, in the case where it's the Milo Migimu. If I stand in the Shayochi, and I stretch out my hand, that has payas, and it's the Milo Migimu from the Karkar Shes Rabin, so then it's a Mishnah Mephoresh at the time potter. So there is a machlikas between Rashi and the Ri, in the Pshat and the Gemara. So Rashi says, Hosom the Milo Migimu, the Mishnah that says, Poshet Balabais is of the Chuzot Olam Yiseichu, Shnas Lasecha V'yich Nishneim Pturim, as reference to the case where the Balabais hand is stretched out and both three Tvochim from the Karakar Yishu Sarabi. So then, even Rove will be made that he's Potter. V'taymeh, so Rashi says there, V'taymeh Mishum Deloi Noch, V'loi Mishum Agad Guf. V'loi Mishum Agad Guf. So it's Rashi Lishitosek.